Continuing to maintain your innocence is pointless, stated Clint, rising from his seat. We have evidence. No, they didn't. And we have witnesses. What they had were the words of some asshole kids who had been detained in this room more times than anyone could count. Greg folded his arms across his chest.
You said those boys approached you.
No, she hadn't. She'd said they surrounded her when she left her cabin mere seconds after she'd realized that not only had someone broken into the cabin while she was gone, but they had totally ransacked it. Greg went on.
You also said you're certain that those boys made a mess in your home.
Personally, she wouldn't call breaking her furniture, slashing her clothes, spray painting insults on her walls, smashing her TV, and slinging the contents of the refrigerator around her home a mess.
But according to the eight youths, they were just hanging around, minding their own business, when you came at them and accused them of breaking into your cabin.
Which, of course, was a load of cock and bull.
They claim that they assured you that they weren't responsible for the damage.
Another lie. In truth, they had delighted in confessing their involvement when they crowded her, laughingly informing her that Rochelle had put them up to it. And who was Rochelle? Only the delegate of six.